Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of the Dom That's True Hot Takes, week two.
Week two.
This is for everybody. It's being recorded on September 8th, 2025.
Don't worry, I have my alarm set up for Wednesday.
Why?
To bet on a Nick Castellanos home run, of course.
Oh, I guess we are 3 days. Thursday.
There's a bet 365 free bet for me.
My God. Thank God, I finally know what to use it on. Okay. Welcome to Hot Takes Week 2. We have gathered hot takes from all over the internet. A couple from Instagram. Mostly from Twitter.
As always.
And if you want to help respond to that, twitter.com/dmachine, twitter.com/owengoshdomit. Instagram, Steam Machine. Instagram, OC Dom.
OC Dom, yep.
If you know us personally, text us.
You can text me at...
I've put it on my Snapchat story a couple times. Befriend me on Snapchat if you want to. Only if you can find me for that one. I'm not just going to put that one out there.
If you're a porn bot, hit me up on my Instagram requests and I will ignore it.
Describe the K-State.
Describe my bio back to me and then say, ask me how I'm doing. Trust me, it'll work for the 99th time.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into that. Get into our hot takes. And we start here with Instagram. Oh, and we'd been missing one.
Of course.
As always, it is tradition. Magma is hot. That comes from Alex. True.
Always. Yep.
I would assume.
I can't believe it took us this long.
I assume you're good with that.
You don't really need to put a date on this one.
No. It will always be true, but I'll put it on just in case. Actually, yeah, that's Alex. That's 9-8.
So are you sure that's not guac?
At grok?
No, at guac. Is that... Which Alex is this?
My friend from high school, Alex.
Oh, no, this is not guac then.
No, this is not guac. All right, take two.
Lil Guac did just move back to Kansas City, by the way.
Good for Lil Guac. Molten Lava, low-key, also hot.
Well, I think that's included in take one.
I was going to move to A tier for this one because it's not as hot.
Well, do you know the difference between magma and lava, Truman?
No.
So magma is under the Earth's crust.
Oh.
And when magma is ejected out of the Earth's crust, it then becomes lava.
Okay.
So you should put that in the A tier.
Yeah, because it's just not as
Because hot. It will be cooler by default.
Right. It's still pretty hot, but it's just not as hot.
Not as hot.
So it's not as hot of a take. You guys don't need to see me put that on the board.
So funnily enough, the S and A tier kind of look like a diagram of the Earth's crust.
It is kind of funny. Cal makes a bowl game. That's a real hot take.
Let's see. I don't know anything about the Big Ten team Cal.
Oh, fuck, they are. No, they're ACC.
That's worse. Oh, yes, the Atlantic Coast team. California.
Cal so far is 2-0, halfway there.
Who do they have wins over? Cal State, Fullerton, and who else?
They beat Oregon State 34-15.
Wow, the premier Pac-12 program.
And they beat Texas Southern 35-3.
They let them score three. They're terrible. Yeah, give me a B tier.
By the way, Oregon State 0-2 just lost to Fresno State.
Wow, they're terrible. Yeah, give me – wait, makes a bowl game though? Yeah, they can make a bowl game.
I mean, they're already 2-0. Games against, here's what their schedule looks like. Minnesota, San Diego State.
Winnable, winnable.
Boston College.
Winnable.
Duke.
Winnable.
North Carolina has.
Free.
Virginia Tech, 0-2 right now, by the way.
Okay.
Virginia, 1-1. Louisville, 2-0. Stanford, 0-2. And SMU, who just lost to.
They might be a 10-win team.
Yeah, I think this is an S-tier take. I don't even know. I'm going to move it because I think they went to a bowl game last year. I'm pretty sure Cal did.
I have no idea.
Let me look it up. Because I think they like almost beat Miami. Cal record 2024 football. Oh, no, there it was. Ooh. Oh, last year they did make it to a bowl game. So I'm going to have them going to a bowl game again. But they went 6-7 last year. So I'm going to give this an A tier.
Yes.
Is that fine? take off the PowerPoint. But actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over here. Okay, I've got a good thing. All right. Oh, no, never mind. It's different. It'll be fine. Cal makes a bowl game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure Cal is good, but their schedule looks pretty easy, so.
All right, so let's get back to it.
What is the next one?
The next one, Owen, is, comes from, who does it come from? Jeffrey says, right tackle is officially our weakest position on the O-line, and this was for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I agree. A-tier take.
A-tier, are we sure right tackle is weaker than left guard?
You know, I know, we're not sure. Maybe B.
I'm good with B tier. I think it's a hot take. It's a hot take. That's true. But I do not. Calling it officially, I think, is also not doing you any favors. But I appreciate the hot take. But Kingsley is just simply not, has not, as sketched out as we are about Juwan Taylor, Kingsley has not cleared, I don't think.
No, not yet. Okay.
All right.
Couple A-tier takes and a B.
B-tier, that's
and
all
right. An S.
Next one comes from Cody Albatross.
Ooh.
With ASU losing and whatever the hell is going on at K-State, KU Big 12 Dark Horse seems real.
I fear I do not hate this take. KU
Dark
does
Horse
look
is
good.
Doing a lot of heavy lifting because I would still say your favorites are Utah, Baylor, and Texas Tech. As it stands today.
Yeah.
So I guess I would call it.
Does the real. Iowa State game count as a conference game?
Or yes. That game is real.
So that counts as a conference
game? The Arizona game will not count.
Because that's still scheduled before.
Right.
That's insane, by the way.
I'm willing to give this an A tier take just because the fact that it was still Dark Horse is.
I mean, KU looks good. I'm worried for the Cats against them this year for sure.
Yeah. But I also don't know how good Mizzou is.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Mizzou's bad, you know?
I'd like K-State to figure it out and then go to the Big 12 championship like Arizona State did last year. That would be cool.
That's true. There's no reason K-State can't, like, in the grand scheme of things, now that we know we're not going undefeated, and now there is no way we make it as an at-large bid.
Nope, we had to win the thing, yeah.
Now we have to win the Big 12. This week's game literally does not matter anymore.
Which is wild.
It might matter, though, because you don't know if K-State's going to make a bowl game.
Yeah.
Currently, so.
That's insane to think about.
I'm already feeling bad not putting Caleb's K-State goes 5-7. I already feel bad putting that in C for Cats.
Yeah, he's cooking.
Next one comes from Logan, who says, I'm worried K-State football won't even make it to 6 points.
Well, here, guys, show the take.
Oh, sorry. I've got it on the screen, but not on here. I'm worried K-State football won't even make it to six wins, but I'm not sure I'm ready to give up on the season yet. The ingredients are there, just haven't figured it out.
Well, some of the ingredients are still in the fridge. Some of them aren't even on the countertop yet.
No starting running back, no starting left tackle. Haven't seen Lincoln Kier play yet.
Yeah, we haven't even taken the saran wrap off of a couple of these ingredients.
That's the thing. I don't know if, like, once this team is back to full health, after the bye week, after Arizona.
Will that left tackle be totally coming back?
I think so. I think it was a heat stroke, allegedly. Nobody knows what it was. But he's practicing. He's working his way back.
Interesting.
I think it's going to be.
So basically, the Cats are primed for another 9-3 season. Just depends on what that last loss is going to be.
True.
Yeah. I have to put this in C for now. Because our schedule's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. I'm not super worried about not making it to 6 wins. But, and this is probably just the optimist in me putting it in C. Because in reality, this is probably an A or B. But I'd like to put it in C just to hold my optimism in this dark time of Kansas State Wildcats football.
True, true. Okay.
All right, what's next?
On to the next. Three from Ozzy.
Yep.
He might be watching this early on the Patreon. He's a Patreon subscriber.
He's going to be bragging.
Yeah. Chiefs will get right. Mahomes is still the GOAT, and Spags we trust. R-E-L-A-X. Relax, as Aaron Rodgers would say.
As Ted Lasso would say.
Chiefs will get right. What do you think?
I agree.
A-tier, B-tier, S-tier? Got to be somewhere in that top half.
A-tier.
Okay.
I think, once again, the Chargers played their A-plus game. The Chiefs played their C-minus game.
I think that's fair. And literally, Xavier Worthy just, it depends what he does.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Just show him. Hold on, I'll just take this off just so we can see it. Next one, Cats will not get right.
I have to put this one in C too. If I'm going to put Logan's in C, I have to also grade this one a C.
If they lose again this week, I think every Cats take will get moved up to B.
I will slam the pat.
Will.
Arizona, without their offensive weapons from last year, is just simply not as good of a team. How did they do in their last two games? Arizona Wildcats. Well, they did.
Maybe beat the fuck out of
They beat team. Weber State 48-3.
Okay.
And they beat Hawaii 40-6.
Okay. I don't care about either of those. Next one, because I sometimes I give prompts to get some of these things going. I said
their quarterbacks didn't even throw a touchdown in either of those games.
Fair enough. I said hot dogs better than brats. He said red hots greater than Polish sausage, greater than brats, then greater. He has hot dogs last on that list.
Wait, show me it again.
Polish sausage, red hots, then Polish sausage, then brats, then hot dogs.
What the fuck are red hots?
Red hots are like spicy hot dogs that are like a specialty in, I think, like Italian.
Okay, I think you can rank this because you feel the same way I feel about hot dogs.
Yes.
But I don't know what the fuck red hots are.
I'm going to put this in B tier because red hots are elite.
Even though he's got brats above dogs.
Yeah, I'm going to move it to C tier. A hot take, I think Polish sausage, not very good.
You don't like a kielbasa?
No, it's the same way I feel about a brat that's just not, that doesn't have cheese in it or anything going on. I think sausage is worse than a brat.
Our opinion on hot dogs stems from the fact that they're versatile and you can zhuzh it up in several ways. You can't really do much to a Polish sausage or a brat that's disrespectful without being disrespectful to it, you know? Like, a Polish sausage, you eat it with some sauerkraut. Brat, you should have, like, Dijon mustard and probably nothing else.
Maybe we need to have red hots on the show just to
maybe
have a real opinion about this. So, yeah, that one's C tier.
Okay.
Next one comes from Chris. This is kind of a question more than a take, so we're not going to put anything on here.
Okay.
Florida lost to South Florida. With Florida's gauntlet of a schedule, how many wins will they end with? And is South Florida better than Alabama, like the AP poll suggests?
So, yes, South Florida is better than Alabama. Alabama is ass this year. They are ass.
Yes, I agree.
DeBoer sucks.
Yes.
So, Truman, do you know how many games Nick Saban lost as a 13.5 or above favorite?
Zero?
He lost 3 in 256 coaching starts.
Oh, and he's already lost like that many.
DeBoer's already lost 4 in 19.
But games. Alabama just had its biggest win margin that it's ever had. It's never won by as many as it won this week.
Who'd they play? Charleston School of the Blind Tech Women's School?
That sounds right. Yeah, probably. Let's see. SEC.
The Citadel JV.
Alabama played UL Monroe.
Well, that punter had a crazy hit in that game, first of all.
Oh, he did. He, like, fucking clotheslined
somebody. He clotheslined him.
But, yeah, South Florida's ranked at 18. Alabama's ranked at 19.
French school? Come on. They're French.
The French?
Yeah, it's just your Louisiana local boys. So, yeah.
How many wins do you think Florida ends up with? Let me read you their schedule.
South Florida?
No, Florida.
Oh, real Florida.
They play at LSU next week.
L.
That's number three ranked team.
Well, LSU is? Yeah.
Yes. Then at Miami, the number 5 ranked
team. Yeah, that's another L.
They host Texas, the number 7 ranked
team. By the way, do you know who Miami plays the week that LSU is playing Florida?
No. Who?
They play USF.
Oh. Who does?
USF, the team that just beat.
Who plays USF?
Miami. So Miami goes USF and then regular Florida.
Really?
Yes.
So the Florida teams are all just moving around inside the state? Oh, wow, yeah. They really do.
Yeah.
Oh, that game just got harder, huh?
I know.
Okay, Florida goes at Miami, lost. Home against Texas, lost.
Then maybe. Texas doesn't look that great.
Sure. Then they went to Texas A&M.
A tough game.
Home against Mississippi State. That's fine.
Not too bad.
Home against Georgia, number
loss.
6.
Loss.
At Kentucky. Could be W.
Could be weird.
At Ole Miss, number 17. Home against Tennessee, number 15.
Damn.
And home against Florida State, number 10.
Wait, hold on. These are all just SEC rankings after week 2.
I know.
All of these teams could be unranked by the end of the season.
That's true. Give me Florida 5 wins.
Total out of that?
You know, yes.
Let me get Florida at 8 wins.
Okay, sounds good.
They're going to lose 3 of those.
Bills/Ravens defenses, are they bad or is Josh Allen and Derrick Henry that good? Ravens secondary was rough last year. Derrick Henry found holes that weren't even there initially, but so many times.
Both the Bills offense is really good. Regular season doesn't matter though. So the Ravens and the Bills are pulling out all their trick plays and spicy stuff against each other. Dumb.
This is two of the top 3 offenses for sure in the NFL against, I think, bottom half defenses.
Guys, once again,
I think the Bills have like a 22nd ranked defense, and I think the Ravens are right around there too. Do I think they're bad?
No.
I don't think they're good. I don't think they're bad. I don't think they're that bottom, like that bottom 7, 25 and lower, I would call bad. I
also
think they're bad.
Weird things always happen when you have good quarterback matchups. The quarterbacks always seem to get more fired up.
And when they're scoring fast, that defense just never catches their breath.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That sometimes it's just biblical. Like,
yeah.
Those teams are just beating, just gonna
so
score.
I didn't watch any of this game. I heard Derrick Henry had a bad fumble.
You did?
So kind of like the Clyde Edwards-Helaire type fumble?
I don't think it was that bad. Let me double check.
But it won the Buffalo the game, from what I heard.
Yes.
Yeah, but once again, I was having a nice lake weekend.
I can't remember where it was at. How long were you there all the way till last night?
No, but I'm not watching any.
I was like, this game was Sunday night football, so I don't know.
Oh, it was Sunday night football?
Yeah,
I was not watching that. I was busy getting my shit rocked in Counter-Strike. Holy cow.
So Buffalo, yeah, so Buffalo scores a touchdown, and with 3:56 remaining, and then Baltimore or Derrick Henry fumbled the ball to Buffalo with 3:10 remaining.
Oh,
Buffalo scores, but doesn't get the extra point. Now they're down 40-38. And what really cost them the game, it didn't cost that. Obviously, Baltimore had been unstoppable.
40-38?
Yes.
So, so the Bills scored and didn't get the 2-pointer.
Yes.
Right, because that's what the numbers would say to go for 2 to make it
an even game.
Yeah.
Yes, with 2 minutes left, essentially. And then they don't get it. Baltimore gets the ball back.
And, like, goes 3 and out?
Goes 3 and out. It was a 4th and
4, probably.
4th and 3.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, dude, you have to go for it there. That's what teams do against Mahomes, and that's what teams do against Buffalo, and it's what teams should do against Baltimore. It's what all 3 of those teams should do. If you're playing any
one of
those
3. And they punted
it? Yes.
And then they guess Buffalo has a good return.
Buffalo just marched down the field. Because that defense hadn't stopped them. So Buffalo goes down, kicks game winner from like a chip shot game winner.
Didn't go wide right. Interesting.
Yes. It wasn't Tyler Bass.
Oh.
It's hurt.
Wow. Who was it?
Matt Prater.
Matt Prater is still in the league?
Yes. Oldest player to ever score points for the Bills. Matt Prater.
What is he, 42?
Yeah, he's like 41, 42, yeah.
Where was he last
year? They said, I don't know where he was.
Was he even in the league? Was he on like a practice squad somewhere?
Probably.
That's
listen,
crazy.
You just stay ready sometimes. Kickers can definitely just stay ready.
Yeah, I guess. Morton Anderson, I'll tell you that.
All right, next one. We can wait till second conference loss to truly panic on the Cats. Not really a quantifiable reason they've looked so bad yet.
Honestly, that's, yeah, great take. A tier. Stuff's just going wrong. Drops, fumbles. Like, basically,
they just don't have much fight in them, though.
The Army game was just weird. Like, in how many games are we going to get an onside kick blasted off the front guy that comes one straight back to you?
That was insane.
That's just not going to happen. Off a leg? Never going to happen. And to have a, you know, fumbles and a tip interception like that is wild.
Yeah. All right. So the A tier for wait till second conference loss to truly pan.
Yeah, I like it. But yeah, the Cats are just looking weird for no reason. I like that take a lot.
I think it's because they don't have much heart, but that's fine.
Maybe.
Okay. And the next one. Hold on. Put it up here on the screen from PowerPoint. Kleiman is going to retire this year. Maybe the hottest take I've seen.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That is a flaming hot take.
We haven't heard anything about that. I'm going to go D tier. I doubt it, man.
Well, had a couple health scares last year. Had a family member or something pass away. Remember, he had a lot that went on last season towards the end.
Retire, though? Retire?
Game might be passing him by. No. He's older.
Not old enough to retire, man.
I'm willing to put in C tier. I don't think I'm going to put all the way in D tier.
I think it'd be D or F, dude. There's nothing suggesting
he's retiring. I'm going to let you hard force it to D, but I think it's better than that.
Listen, if he ends up retiring or we hear rumors about him retiring, we can move it later.
Well, no, I mean,
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying, D tier feels.
No, retire? Right, like, if you would have said get fired, I'd move it up. But retire.
Hard to fire him. I don't know. There isn't a such thing as a right answer in a press conference after a loss. I think that's fair. I think there are plenty of wrong answers, though.
Yeah.
And I think Kleiman did give a wrong answer.
What did he say in the press conference?
He was like, I thought the boys played dang good, you know, or whatever. It's like, they did not. It's okay to say they did not. You know, don't go in there and blame players specifically or whatever, but you'd say, our effort has to be better than that. Our focus has to be better. Right. We have to have more, you know. And so people are mad about his press conference, but saying, I think they played dang good tonight. It's quite simply not true.
There's sticking up for your guys, which, you know, I get. But sometimes,
I'm willing to put this in B tier.
Yeah.
But I think there's, right. I don't think there's, like, I'm glad he said that.
Yeah.
In a thing after. You're going to be mad at the coach no matter what, especially
like,
after a loss.
Have we ever, like, listen to what Andy Reid says, like, seriously, like, oh, Andy Reid should have laid into Mahomes there. Yeah, I think college is one where people pay attention to the post game interviews more.
Right, because they're supposed to be shaping them in.
Right, because pros, the pro coaches aren't going to say anything. They're going to give the pro answer because they're press trained.
Yes, because everybody makes more money than that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Cats are 3-0 if Dylan Edwards catches that punt in Ireland.
I like it. Yes, if he doesn't get injured.
Not even if he catches the punt. He caught the punt, didn't he? Or no, I guess he did muff it. If he would have just let it roll, if he wouldn't have tried to catch a punt at the
special States. Teams, dude. I don't understand what our special teams coach is doing.
Yes, I absolutely think this team just has the Irish curse on them because they lost. Oh, sorry. That went in S tier. Let me show you real quick. Sorry. There it is, S tier. Okay. That's it. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Thank you, everybody, for the takes this week. Appreciate it. Again.
Guys, great work.
If you want to hear about it on Patreon, if you want to hear it early, the day after we record, and the day before Dom That's True even comes out, you can catch it on patreon.com/homedisaster. Again, shout out to all the patrons over there. Ozzy, Dylan, Skyler, Aaron, and Mailbox King City still open in the Iron District for a little bit longer. They gotta be closing soon-ish, but
soon-ish.
But they'll be open probably till Halloween, I think. But don't quote me on that. But if you want to get this on, yeah, Tuesdays, subscribe over there. If not, this comes out Fridays, and so it still is fine. We just want to make sure that we're not putting anything truly behind a paywall for anybody. We appreciate,
appreciate
all of our listeners. We appreciate you guys engaging with it. We appreciate you guys getting us our hot takes. Again, twitter.com/Owen. Gosh damn it. twitter.com/steammachine. Leave it in the YouTube comment section. Leave it in the Spotify comment section, although no guarantee we see that one.
Mm.
Spotify, if you just know us personally, send it to us on Spotify. Text us. Do whatever. Find a way. We will not say no, but the easier it is to screenshot it, it makes it cleaner, I guess, to put in there. So if you tell us in person, it's going to be hard. We're going to make you text us.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm just going to start writing down what Owen says during the games and start holding him accountable for that. So.
Filer KC special teams coach. Yeah, just do that. Maybe.
100%. Bye.